Okay, I want to acknowledge my co-author Roger Vargas at USDA ARS. He was here at the meeting and left this morning. And we've been working on a whole series of different projects involving fruit fly control and eradication programs in Hawaii, which has bearing on other states as well, like California and Florida. And I guess the question is, why soil insecticides? To be very honest with you, I wasn't really interested in doing this, but it's important, and so I'll explain. One of the components of eradication in California is the application of diazinon under orchards to get rid of the larvae in the soil and the pupal stage, and if adults emerge from the soil, they pick up insecticide and die. And diazinon has been the insecticide of choice, and I wasn't really sure what that was based on because I never really could find some really good field studies showing that, but someone must have done it. Because as you'll see, what we found out is it's an incredibly good insecticide, but the problem is it's being banned. A lot of the uses are being banned, and it's going to eventually disappear for use as a soil treatment for fruit fly eradication in California. So that's why we started evaluating other products. And so in this study, what we did was we looked at a series of products and then compared their efficacy to diazinon. And these are the products we looked at: imidacloprid, fipronil, tefluthrin, thiamethoxan, lambda-cy halothrin, and you can see the class of compounds that they're in on the right-hand side. And we evaluated these as soil treatments against Mediterranean fruit fly, melon fly, and oriental fruit fly. And in our initial studies, the way we did this was in the laboratory, in sand, in cups. Now what you're going to see in this study is that there's almost no bearing to what you find in sand versus soil and in a lab versus in the field. And so you find starting places, you know, you have to, you know what? What are the odds? I got a call, I got to take this. Sorry. No, my phone is that. This happened to me once before. I was in the middle of a talk and my phone started vibrating. I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. All right, anyway. So again, initial studies were done with sand, and the most promising insecticides in this study were these two soil-applied synthetic pyrethroids, Warrior and Force. And instead of showing you all the LC50s and all that stuff, it's all, you know, tons of information. What I decided to do is put this in perspective in a little different way. And this is the toxicity of these new insecticides relative to diazinon. And what we did was we divided the LC90 of the new insecticide by diazinon. And what these numbers mean is these products are that many times less toxic than diazinon. So what you see right away is only one really gets kind of close, and that's Warrior. Because when you get a one, it means it's equally toxic to diazinon. So, and if you also notice that there's a differential susceptibility among the species. In yellow, you'll notice I highlighted those. We have Force and Warrior. Those were the two most effective products because they were the closest in toxicity to diazinon. But again, not as effective. Okay? So what we did was then, from these lab soil cup studies, we did lab sand cup studies. We did lab soil cup studies. And we collected soil from two different areas on Kauai. We tried to pick areas that had kind of different soil characteristics, but I'm not going to list those here. We got it at the University of Hawaii Experiment Station and at McBride Coffee Plantation, which is world famous for Kauai coffee, which is a very substandard product compared to Kona coffee. So anyway, the first thing we did was we applied the LC90 in the sand studies to soil. And these are the rates. These are the concentrations in milligrams of AI per kilogram of sand, but now it's in soil. And you can see these are real low rates, and guess what we found? This stuff didn't work at all right? Not even diazinon. The LC90 in sand, you know, killed 90% of the insects, but when we put it in soil, it didn't kill anything. And the reason is, you've got organic matter and clays and other particles, and it binds all this stuff up, and it was totally useless. So the next phase was we evaluated a whole series of concentrations in soil and in sand as a comparison, and try to find concentrations that would result in less than or equal to 5% emergence in soil. And what the main thing to look at here is this. These are the concentrations. And if you remember before, the LC90s were around 1 milligram of AI per kilogram. And you notice now we're up in 15 and up in 25, and this is for medfly. And it was slightly different for oriental fruit fly. If for Warrior, we had to go up to 30 milligrams per kilogram of AI to get equal control, and the percent emergences are shown there. So again, we're looking for less than 5% emergence, and again, these are lab studies in cups but with soil instead of sand. And here's the melon fly. And in this one, it actually, Warrior was, it took less Warrior to get about an equivalent control. So again, the take-home message from this is sand studies can give you some baseline toxicity information, but once you start putting chemicals into soil, all bets are off, and we found that we had to use these higher concentrations. To show you what this looks like converted to grams of AI per hectare, I've listed those numbers here for sand, this McBride coffee plantation soil, experiment station soil, and have a mean at the bottom for the three chemicals. And the reason I'm showing you this is what's applied in California when they apply diazinon to control fruit flies is 5,600 or 5.6 kilograms per hectare, and this is in grams, so it gives you kind of a relationship there. So we're applying way lower amounts than are actually applied in the field. So the problem is, now we ran into two problems. So we get all the way through this, and we found that Force and Warrior, two pyrethroids, were the best products, except for a couple of things. Force is a granular material, and that's a problem because people don't want to go out and try to work a granular material under orchard trees. So that one was an issue. Warrior and Force are both pyrethroids, and if any of you ever heard of Don Weston's group in Berkeley, they have come out and said that pyrethroids are causing big time damage to aquatic invertebrates, and they're going to try, there are a bunch of groups of people trying to ban the use of pyrethroids in California. So we were like, holy cow. And we spent a long time on this, and then that's what happened. So what we did was we went back to the next two products, Platinum and Admire, and Warrior, and dropped Force and decided to do field trials. And now look at the rates. We did, these are what we actually ended up with, but we went through a whole series of iterations trying to find out what rates would work in the field, and the rates are way higher than our cups and soil. How are we doing on time?
We have 2 minutes till I want
you. Okay. And so what we did was we set up a system like this where we had soil, and these cups have no bottoms on them, but it was a way to put the fruit flies in there, and we went in and sprayed, and there I am, and that's a fake pose thing, actually, because I didn't want to. I got hot wearing that suit. I was wearing a moon suit, and I took it off, and I said, I'm just going to stand here, and spray some water. But anyway, we basically did it out on the Kauai Experiment Station, and what we found was this. And again, we used these high rates, and obviously, they weren't high enough for diazinon, because we got 50% emergence of medfly for some reason. So that we were off base on that. And but the other products were pretty good, except Warrior and Melonfly at the rates that I showed you. So Platinum, Warrior, and Admire, and we'd have to boost up a Warrior concentration to probably get complete kill on the Melonfly. But we're in the ballpark, at least in terms of some field rates for these products. And so what we think is that you could probably use those products, but again, Warrior, depending on how things go in California, might not be an option. And we might be working with imidacloprid and thiamethoxin or platinum. So the conclusions are that all of these insecticides were less effective in soil compared to sand. They were also way less effective in the field compared to soil in the lab. So that was kind of obvious, but boy, I didn't realize it was going to be that different. The three products I mentioned, Warrior and Admire and Platinum, appear to be promising for control of all three species. But we need to go a little higher in concentration for a couple of these to really work out the details. And then we got our money cut, and so the project ended, and we're still trying to figure out a way to go back and finish this up. So anyway, the project was funded by the area-wide program, and that's not Hawaii. That's where I work, in Washington, in that building right there, beneath the great Mount Rainier. And I hope it doesn't erupt. Well, anyway, thanks a lot.